Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, Coach Jay. Good morning. I see you in the chat room, or good morning to those who are tuning in by various ways there are to listen to this program this morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I tell you, what a wonderful, wonderful day. What a wonderful week it is starting out to be. I tell you, coming off of that powerful, powerful weekend, I hope that you all had an awesome, awesome weekend. I know some of the listeners, I know you were able to get to the conference that we were also promoting on last weekend. It was awesome to see you there. For those of you who got the chance to get a hold of the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. I tell you, what an awesome book. I'm so glad, I'm so thankful that you were able to pick that up, and we're just going higher and higher and higher. And today, our topic today, we're going to be talking about how to discover your hidden talents. And you know, I was talking about talents with, you know, other people, and I talk about talents a lot because yesterday when I was talking about, you know, not being afraid, and, you know, here it is that so many people, they don't live their dream. Why? Sometimes it's because they cannot simply discover their talent. And, you know, all of these shows are going to be like building blocks. It's going to be a foundation for you, but between finding your vision, discovering your passion, setting goals, time management, having right relationships. By the time you put all of this together, you will have the recipe for success. You will be able to put it all into place, how to hone your talents once you discover them. A lot of times, do you ever hear people say, oh, that's, you know, that's a raw talent, or you may hear someone say, that person has raw talent. And so that talent needs to be honed, it needs to be refined, it needs to be, you know, polished up. Like you take a diamond, they say, oh, she's a diamond in the rough, or he's a diamond in the rough. They mean that this person has a raw talent, maybe one they haven't even seen yet. And so you can discover your hidden talent. You know, sometimes people get to a point in their life or their career, their profession, where they get a little stale, they get a little bored, they're wondering what next. And I'm suggesting that what next may be a great opportunity for you to yet discover another one of your talents. So I want to talk about this morning how to discover these talents. You know, some of us, if you have only one talent and you've discovered it, then that's awesome. And you may want to look at discovering more ways to use that talent. You know, that talent can still grow. You know, God can still enlarge your territory by giving you more ways to use that talent. You may use that talent to encourage youth. You may use that talent in encouraging and working with seniors. You may use that talent to, you know, one gender for males, or you may use that talent in businesses and corporations, and you may use it for entrepreneurs. So there's many, many ways to even use even one talent, and that can too take some research and some discovering, some digging really, really deep, you know, digging past a lot of, you know, like in your garden, you may have a beautiful flower growing, but it may be covered up by various weeds and vines and other things, and you can't really see it. So you have to learn how to dig. You got to get your shovel out. You got to get out the, you know, the rake and the hoe, and you got to be able to dig and be willing to dig. Now, I know for some people digging is painful, and it conjures up sometimes bad memories, and sometimes people don't like the word digging. But here's what I try to tell people, and I remind myself of this all the time. It's already happened. It's already over. You know, the only fear part is, you know, just the fact that, you know, it's a bad memory. It's just a memory, okay? It can't hurt you today, all right? It's already hurt you before. Wow. Okay. Yes, Coach K, thank you. Let me see if I can accept you. Let's tell you why. You know, I appreciate that. Coach K, okay, I have my volume on max. All right, Coach K, how is that? Is it better? Okay, let me see if there's another way to get the volume higher. Okay, maybe how about if I speak louder? That might do it, huh? Okay, so I'm looking forward to your feedback. Good morning, good morning, Coach J. I see you doing great things, wonderful things. I've been watching you, the program that you've been doing. Good morning. Also, welcome in the chat room, guest 81. Can you hear better? Yes, good. I think it had something to do with maybe I was too far from the mic. That probably had something to do with it. And then probably not speaking as loud. Okay, great. Because one thing, boy, it's hard to accuse me of is not talking loud. That's one of my talents, is being able to talk almost too loud at times. So, yes, yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Today, if you just tuned in, if it's your first time ever tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, well, we welcome you to tuning in to this empowering, motivating show that we continue to do each and every morning that allows us to empower you, to give you some food for thought, to drop a few nuggets of wisdom for you as you're on your successful journey. We're going to be doing some seminars in the future for women-owned businesses. I recently connected with a woman right here in the state of New Jersey. Sometimes things could be right in front of your eyes and still yet hidden, just like what we're talking about today, discovering your hidden talents. I say it's worthy. I say you're worthy of discovering every talent that God has given you. Some talents are very noticeable. You can notice your talent right away. And those are way great, and those are wonderful, and you have to use those. But you may also have hidden talents, and they got hidden, who knows, maybe while you were young, you know, no one really noticed it. You didn't really notice it. It wasn't a strength of yours. You didn't really build it up. You know, that's how people get strong in things. You have to build it up. You have to hone it. You have to craft it, work on it. And people might say, well, what does that mean, Louisa, to hone? I know people wonder that because it's easy to throw that word out there and say, oh, you got to hone your talent. Oh, you have to hone your skill. But what does that really mean? Well, what that means is using it. Use your talent, your skill. And so that can also be a challenge for people because where do you use it? When it comes to jobs, people want to hire people who have already honed their talent or their skills. That's what they ask you in the interview. What skills do you have? What, you know, what are your talents? What are your skills? What do you know how to do well? So typically people feel, well, how can I use it if everybody who wants somebody that's experienced? And now here's the thing. You can use, the way you use your talent is that you use it everywhere that's safe, that's free. In other words, whatever talent you have, the first place you want to start using it is at home. Use your talent at home. If you have a talent for, let's just say you have a talent for, thank you, great, great Coach Kate, thanks for that feedback. Let's say you have a talent for mediating. You're good at resolving conflict. Maybe you were the one in the household that every time family members got into arguments, you were the one who stepped in and said, okay, let's see if you're your side. Let's hear your side. You see what you want. You see what you want. Let's see how we can come to a happy medium, that kind of person. Or let's say you like to cook. That's your talent. Again, you can use that at home. And then what you can do is begin to use these talents everywhere you go. Use them for in your recreation. Use them in your leisure time. Use them, and you know, a great place, and a lot of people miss this one. And I know a lot of, and you know, it's no one's fault, because one thing you'll find out about Coach Louisa, whether I'm preaching, whether I'm doing a training seminar, whether I'm doing a personality assessment, whether I'm sitting down with an entrepreneur, helping them to discover what business they should go into based on their talents, their resources, their finances, or what have you, regardless of what I'm doing, one thing I don't like to blame. We don't have to blame our parents for something they may not have shown us, or because more than likely they didn't know, probably, for the most part. And even if they knew, they didn't know to tell us. So either way, we can't blame them, okay? Now, if you have children, here's your opportunity to make a difference, okay? You know, we always say, be the leader that you want to see. So I always say, be the successful person or whatever it is that you want to see, be it yourself, okay? So when it comes to discovering your hidden talents, you can simply look at a lot of things. You can look at maybe when you were in school, you know, everybody, for the most part, wherever you live, now I know some countries, they have absolutely no luxury of going to school. It's very costly. You don't really get a chance to. But certainly for anyone in the United States, you, for the most part, you had at least some school, whether you wanted to be there or not. It may not have been the best school. It may have been the best school. But school is a great place to hone your talents and to use them. Let's just say you're in the fourth grade and you know you have a talent for leadership. You know, you ask the teacher, oh, can I collect all the erasers? Can I lead the students down the hallway? Or sometimes it does take having parents that you can talk to and say, you know, so that's for children. And if you're parents, you can help discover your children's talents so that they don't one day end up, you know, not knowing what they are. So you can help them. But for those of you who did not get that, like I didn't get that when I was coming up. So, you know, I didn't even know that, you know, talents were something to discover, okay? I thought that some people had them and some people didn't. That's what I thought all my life. Growing up, I thought some people have talent and some people don't. And guess what? I thought, Louisa is one of the don'ts. She's one of the ain'ts. She's one of the ones who doesn't have it. Good morning, Q Bonito. Good morning, good morning. And welcome to the Coach Louisa Show this morning. If you have a comment or a question, please feel free to type into the chat room. You can also call in at any time, 347-945-7991. And we will be gladly to take your call. Good morning. We're talking this morning about discovering your hidden talents. And so school is a great place. Also, there are other things in the community. There are associations in the community. There's in your schools, even a lot of times, schools will have organizations and they will have activities that go on outside of the classroom. So they will have, you know, parent day, family day, community day, recreation day. You know, even a lot of houses of worship, regardless of what it is, they will have friends and family day. They will have international day. Oh, my God, Women's Day, Men's Day, Unity Day, you name it, they got it. There's a gazillion things, typically, that are happening around you every day that people don't even realize it. So there's so many ways now to discover your, absolutely today, we should have talents bursting off the seams because there are so many opportunities. Now let's look at some of our youth that have gone astray. And sometimes we call them youth at risk. And, you know, when you put yourself at risk, you know, things can happen. So here these youth are with all of these talents. And, you know, I work, some of you know that one of my jobs, I have so many, but one of my traditional full-time job, because being an entrepreneur is definitely a full-time job. And it is a tradition to be an entrepreneur, that those are the terms that most people are familiar with. But in this job, we get people after they've been incarcerated. So I work in a halfway house, and it really would make you want to break down and cry when you see the raw, natural, powerful talent that these young men and women have. It is so, so sad that they are locked up and they're behind bars. And, you know, society, for the most part, has written them off as if they're nothing, they're no good, and they have this amazing talent. And some of you know this even, too, from Mr. Charles Sutton, the great actor, director, and producer and all of that, who was in jail for many years. People, they know that, you know, this great, great, great talent can come from behind bars, and there's so many people I can't even start naming them because it's way too many. But I know a lot of people know that actor. He was had his own TV show. He starred in all kind of movies, written movies, directed them, and starred in them all at the same time. And there's so many others. So talent is to be discovered, and you can also use your talent, and that's how you get better, by using it. And then every time you use it, you evaluate to see where you are, how well you did. Now, I know some of you probably discovered a hidden talent or two, so if you want, if you tell me what it is, I will talk about it. This is a good topic. Okay, yes, but, you know, Q, Bonita, you say that almost every single morning, but oh, that's great. I know it's good. Thank you. I appreciate that because I really try to bring topics that are really going to help people live their best life. You know, in my book, I talk about Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. I wrote that book in 2004, and I still, you know, go around the country and I speak about it. I speak about it on Blog Talk Radio. I talk about it on television or wherever else I go because it's what I believe. It's what I believe. I believe that each and every person has within them an awesome, awesome power to release their full potential. That's really what I believe. And I believe that as you travel through life, and you know this, especially when you become aware of it, when you become aware, you begin to connect with all the right people. Now, when you don't know it, you may find that you're not connecting with the right people, which could lead you into bad situations and bad outcomes. So I certainly believe that knowing that you have this power within you, knowing that you have talents, gifts, skills, and abilities, because I talk about those in the book, I call them tags, T for talent, A for ability, G for gifts, and S for skills. I said, what's your tags? You've got to know them. And you may only have one. If you have one talent, you can take that talent and make it a skill. If you have a talent, then you have the God will also give you an ability to utilize that talent. And if you have a gift, you know, some people, everybody has a gift. Everyone has some gift that there's something that they're gifted at doing, something that you just can do, and, you know, you didn't have to work hard at it. It was a gift. It's just your gift. You do it in your sleep. You know, everybody knows that you do that and you do it well. It's just a gift, okay? Some people, you used to hear people say, oh, they have the gift of gab. Or, you know, or she has a gift or a knack for making things. Or this person may have a gift for working with numbers. Somebody else may have an analytical gift. They can just analyze things with perfection. It's a gift. Some people, you see that even in ministry, some people are musically gifted, little children, just musically gifted. And they don't have to put any thought into it. It just happens. And so you want to be able to discover those things. Well, here's, let me give you some tips on how to discover those talents. And good morning to you also, Miss Pat on the switchboard. Good morning and welcome to the show. Let me give you some tips on ways that you can do this, of discovering your talents. Because one thing I've learned, and I'm sure Coach K and others of you here on the show today, you can attest to the fact that when you discover your talent, your gifts, and you begin to use them, if you become skilled at it, you will actually feel less stressed in life. You will feel that your life has purpose. You will feel that you have meaning in your life. You begin to feel more satisfied with your life. Things won't stress you out. Like, once you really begin to discover who you really are and begin to use, because that's really what that saying is, using all your gifts and talents, becoming who you really are. That's what that means. And in the book, what I'm trying to get out to people is that while you were growing up, you had some talent or some gift that may have been pushed aside. Maybe someone said something to you that made you think you will never be good at that. Maybe someone, you know, didn't know. You know, there are a lot of times you're around people because they don't understand something, they would rather curse a thing because they don't understand it. And so your talent or gift could be buried under a lot of junk, a lot of stuff. And so you have to bring it back to the forefront. That's why the subtitle of the book says, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Because so many people, they don't really know who they really are because all their lives they were pretending. You had to pretend to be what mama wanted. And then you pretended to be what daddy wanted. Then you pretended to be what the teacher wanted. And then you pretended to be what your boyfriend or your girlfriend wanted. Then you pretended to be what your husband or your wife wanted. Then you pretended to be what your children wanted. So most people don't really know who they really are, because they were so busy trying to be everybody that everybody wanted them to be. And they never really got to be who they really are. But yes, all of that is helpful for people to want you to be this, this, and that. It's helpful, I said. However, but what did God say you are? Who did God tell you you are? You know, it's not good enough to just listen to, you know, family members and friends and other associates. You also got to line this up, though. But what does God say? You know, he says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He said that, you know, I should live in houses that I didn't even build. And he said that, you know, I'm a virtuous woman. Or he said that you are a man after God's own heart. So what if he said that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us? So, you know, you got to look at, where's my strength? You know, it amazes me that on this journey, I run into people as I'm out speaking, so many people that are so weak. Why? When we have great strength that we can attach to and line up with and grab hold. So one of the things that you want to do is, in finding your talent, discovering this hidden talent, is you have to be open to new ideas. And I find that to be one of the biggest hindrances to people who never discover. They never really live with joy. They never really live a fulfilled, satisfied life. These are the people who are very negative. These are the people who they always have something negative to say, or, you know, they're always very pessimistic individuals. These are individuals who oftentimes you will be able to discern that they're not really happy with their lives, that they're really not living fulfilled. If you say to them, oh, have a great day, oh, what's great about it, that kind of thing. Or, you know, the sun is shining and they want it to not shine, or it's not shining, they want it to shine, that kind of thing. But one of the things that you want to do is when you're discovering your talent is that you want to be open to new ideas, even if they sound crazy. You know, that's why, I mean, I have people who have just flat out told me, they were very open, they were very honest with me. Good morning, Coach K. Yes, how to discover your main talent. What are the signs for this? Yes, I'm going to be, that's what I'm talking about. I'm about to give you that. Mr. Chu Bonita, I hope your exercise is going well this morning. God bless you. Also, welcome DM Johnson. Welcome to the show. If it's your first time tuning in, we thank you so much. Also, but if you take the opportunities, you can empower your strengths. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, great. Oh, yes, Q Bonita, I like that, the SWOT analysis, looking at your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. And yes, sometimes our threats are blocked by the environment. That can, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And so we are going to be able to even find out that our environment, when we're little, we basically don't have a lot of control. As we're growing up, we really don't have a lot of control of our environment because sometimes we just don't know enough. Like some children are very attuned to this. I would even say it's their gift. It could be a gift for them that they were able to, regardless of their environment, they were able to create their own environment that was just them. And that's kind of being real inner. But some people, you know, it took us a long time to get to the real inner, to get to the, be able to work from within our core and from within what's very, very deep on us. Whereas other people, you know, fall prey to whatever the environment says. If the environment says steal, they steal. If the environment says kill, they kill. If the environment says hate, they hate. They don't know how to do, they don't know how to be in the environment, but not of the environment. So, and even though some people are familiar with a scripture that says to be in the world and not of the world, but a lot of people, that's really lost on them. They don't. Some people don't know how to be in a bad situation, but not be of the bad situation, because they never were taught what that means and how to really break that down and how to really, you know, make that happen for them. But you're absolutely right. Discovering the talents, discovering our gifts, is what you were put here to do. You were put here on earth to not only to see, the reason that you need to discover it is because you need to use it. Well, how can you use it if you don't know what it is? So in order to discover, you're discovering it with the mindset of using it. And that, again, can help you, is another tool to help you discover. Begin to do things. And some people, they sit back and they do a lot of dreaming, which we like dreaming. We like to talk about dreams. But you got to be able to dream on the go kind of thing. So without doing things, again, like I can talk about even my speaking and being an author. Now I'm more talented at writing and speaking, but that's not how I started out. No one told me that I had a gift for either one. Growing up, nobody told me this, and now I speak all over the place, and actually people call on me to speak or to give a speech, okay? But no one told me this was my talent or my gift. It was hidden to me. Now, that's such a hard window. You have things hidden to you, but others can see them. And then there's things that others cannot see, but you can. And then there are things that you can see and that they can see. And then there's, you know, so you have that, we call that the Jahari window. It's like a psychological business term that we use, but we use it to help people discover their personalities and their gifts. And so you get with someone because, again, there's things about yourself that you can see that others cannot, but then you want to know, what are those things about me that I really can't see? That's like that blind spot, like you're in a car. You have the rear view mirror or you have the side view mirror. You have that little blind spot that you can't see. So you ask someone, what do you see in me? What are some of the talents you ask a few friends that you trust? And then ask a few that you don't, because you'd be surprised. Sometimes your enemies will be more real with you and more truthful, whereas your friends always, sometimes they want to tell you what they think you want to hear. So sometimes even get those people that you know hate you, and it could be on the job, it could be whatever. And then you ask them, what do you see that I do well? What do you think my gifts and talents are? What do you notice about me? Now, that's one way to do it. Another way is to look at what you like doing. What is it that you absolutely enjoy doing that, again, I think we did mention this before, what is it that you would do even if you didn't have any money, no one paid you? What would you do and love to do even if you were, like, I'm telling you, just flat out homeless, but if you could do that one thing, you would do that even though you didn't have any food, even though you had nowhere to lay your head. What's that thing that you would still do? Now, you see some people, if you ever go around a homeless community, and you'll see people out there utilizing their talent and their gift, and they're operating in it. They're going around, they're helping, you'll see there's always the one that likes to help everybody. You know, there's always the one that likes to philosophize and give you a reason for this and a reason for that. Those are the people that will make great counselors or, great teachers and even sometimes great preachers. Again, there's a lot of people. I love education in the school system. But let's face it, a lot of those people shouldn't be there because they don't really have what it takes to be there. And a lot of people who you see stuck in ivory towers, stuck in these corporations, ought to be in classrooms. It's just that simple. But because people, they may know their talent or gift, or they may not, but they also sometimes don't really apply it to where they should apply it. So good morning, good morning, good morning again. If you tuned into the show, we're talking about discovering your hidden talents. And I want to make sure that we understand that we're here on a purpose, and our purpose is to use our talents, but we can't use them if we don't discover them. You know, what brings God the most glory outside of having faith in him? And that brings him great glory. But it is utilizing what he created you to do. When you use your gift and talent, now God is so happy because, see, that's what he made you to be. And it's just like if you were to make, a peach cobbler, aren't you happy when it comes out tasting the best? You wouldn't want it to come out tasting lousy. So just think about it. So when you are being utilized in the very gift that you have, that's when God is really, really pleased. And for some people, they haven't gotten there yet. And so this is why I'm doing the show, to encourage you, to motivate you, and I want to empower you with some steps to do that. So one of the ways I said is that you have to be open to new ideas, no matter how crazy they might seem. Because, see, one thing that can hold you back from using your talents and discovering them is fear, afraid. This is what has kept so many people from using their talents and discovering their gifts, is fear. They're afraid. And these are the 10 most crushing words you can ever hear. And this is what destroys so many people, is these 10 words. Worrying about what others say and worrying about what others think. You might want to write those down. Those are the 10 most defeating words in that you'll ever have in your life, is worrying about what others say and worrying about what others think. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about from the standpoint of the child. The child has to worry about what mom and dad is saying, because if mom and dad says get that room clean, you best be worried about not cleaning it. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about as adults, as we are going about trying to discover our gifts and talents, but worried about what people are going to say. What are they going to think of you? Well, if I do that, what will people think? If I start my own business, what will people think? You know, if I start a second business, what will people think? Well, the first thing they're going to think is, you're crazy. You already got one business. Why you want to? I'll tell you what they're going to think. They're going to think, why you want to do that? That's stupid. What? Who does that? That's what people will think. Let's just say you're 55 years old or you're 60 years old and you never went to college and you decide that you want to go back to school and earn a degree. Do you know there are actually people who will think you're stupid? They will think, why are you doing that? They will think, that's a waste of your time. But you could go back to school at 60 years old, 70 years old, and discover a talent that was hidden that you never knew you had. Just by going to school, you may meet someone. That's what happened to me. Most of the talents that I'm operating in today were discovered when I went to college. And I didn't go to college until I was 33. All my life, I was around all these people, from the military to my family to people in the church, and no one in all of those surroundings ever told me that I had a talent or skill for public speaking. Nobody, they never mentioned it. It wasn't until my very first semester at Essex County College, the teacher made us write a paper, and everyone in the class had to get up and give a speech or report or whatever we had to do. And everyone in the class, when I got finished, my sister knows the story because I told her about it, and she laughs about it sometimes. We laugh about it. Everybody in the class clapped when I got finished. They didn't clap for anyone else. When I got finished, they clapped. And I was like, okay, what's that about? And that's when it hit me. I was 30-something years old. I was at Essex County College. Nobody had ever told me that I had this gift. And so what I'm talking about is that you can have gifts and talents that are hidden, meaning you didn't know it was there and neither did anyone else around you. So therefore, you cannot utilize it. Once that happened for me, it kept happening. In other words, it's like once it's put under the spotlight, now you get to see it, and then you see it all the time. You ever seen where you didn't see a particular kind of car? You ever been driving down the street where, like, or wherever you go, you never see a particular kind of car, right? All of a sudden, you go and buy that car. And all of a sudden, you begin to see this car. Everywhere you go, this car pops up on the scene. Yes, good morning, and welcome, Kiva. Welcome to each and every person who has tuned into the show, who have been with us throughout the show. We thank you for staying tuned. And yes, DM Johnson is also saying that they have found that measuring yourself against others can also hold you back. Absolutely, yes. And oh my God, that is, but you know what, DM Johnson, I have found that that's what people do so much, is compare themselves to others. And you're right, not only can hold us back, it does hold us back. That's been my experience. And it can be a battle not comparing yourself to others. I mean, look how many times we've seen stories and we've heard of movies, and we've seen where when parents compare one child to the other. Sometimes the child who was being compared was set in such a depression that they turned to very destructive behaviors. And it's very, very sad to watch, but you're absolutely right. And I know it's hard. I'm sure as a parent, you have one child who is doing very well in school, getting great, great grades, and just has a wonderful personality, and just always, you know, seems to be on top of things. And then you get a child who is the exact opposite. I'm sure as a parent, that has got to be the hardest thing in the world to manage, what to say and how to say it. But you have to be ultimately very, very, very careful in what you say. And even as an aunt, as a family member, I don't have natural children, but even for as an aunt, now I'll say to the child himself, you know, you're great, you're wonderful, you're awesome, you're amazing, because we have to encourage each other. But to get them in front of another child who is not doing as well and then to rave on about that child, that can be so psychologically damaging. So I totally agree, and thank you for bringing that up. Mr. Q Bonito, thank you guys. Great help in the chat room here. If you have a talent, practice, practice, practice. And when you get tired, he says, practice some more. Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. And also welcome guest number 97. We're talking about discovering our hidden talents. And also Coach K is saying, projects keep him busy. And projects will also allow you to discover. And you know what else I love about working on things? Not only do you discover what you have a talent for, but you also discover what you don't have a talent for. And so you don't have to revisit that again. That's like that SWOT analysis. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my opportunities? And what are my threats? And, you know, that's definitely a business term, but you can absolutely use it for your personal life. That's what businesses do. They look at, they're constantly doing SWOT analysis to assess, you know, what are their strengths. And strengths and weaknesses are internal, so that would be inside the organization. Your strengths might be customer service. Your strengths might be that you have great quality control. Your strength might be that you're able to really manage your costs and your savings. A weakness is also internal. A weakness may be, could be, you know, the opposite. It could be the customer service. It could be, you know, a weakness of the organization could be people don't work in teams and people don't collaborate well. It could be that we're wasteful. So strengths and weaknesses come from within the organization, and then opportunities and threats are external. And that would be like, okay, an opportunity would be, well, now that there's internet, let's do some internet marketing, or now that social media has, you know, gone to another level, let's get involved. And now opportunity may be to expand your business. Opportunity may be to, you know, get a new product or service out there to the market. An opportunity may be where the government has now opened a new door of opportunity. Maybe some tax law has been added or implemented. A threat could be, well, a same company right down the street has just opened up. That could be a threat. A threat could be that the government comes up with some law that's very stiff that you can't handle, you can't pay, and you may have to go out of business. So that's what we mean by that. But in using that for a person, you could use it and say, what are my strengths and my weaknesses? And so what am I good at? What can, you know, I'm a great, you know, analyzer, or I'm good at, you know, numbers. I'm good with people. Opportunities may be a company may open up where you can go and use that talent or skill or ability. That might be a great opportunity. Again, opportunity to things like Blog Talk Radio, where you can get on here and showcase your talent, your gifts, your products or services. And by the way, don't forget what we have coming up. Wednesday, we have our great motivator and awesome success coach going all around the country. He's been on television now. He's on the radio everywhere. Mr. Versi L. Walker will be here Wednesday. He's our Wednesday morning midweek motivator, always with a powerful, powerful message. His book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, is taking the nation by storm. He's becoming, he's a media alert right now. I mean, everybody is talking about Mr. Versi L. Walker. Also, on Fridays, we are going to hear from one of our one of the persons who tune into the show on a regular basis. She's going to be here talking about, we're going to be interviewing her in the morning on Friday. So please, please, please make sure that you tune in Friday morning. And each and every Friday, I want to do a spotlight on someone's business. So you can always share your business, your topic on Fridays. But I want to actually give someone that 10 minutes where we can actually talk about it, their product or service, and highlight them. But certainly all businesses, let us know what you do, how you do it, where you do it, and how people can get in touch with you. I mean, small businesses are on the rise. Yes, and welcome, welcome, John, to the show. Obviously, this looks like someone that is new to the show. So welcome. If it's your first time tuning in, I'm Coach Lalisa. Glad to have you. We've been talking all for the past 35 minutes or so about discovering your hidden talents. Welcome also to those who are in the New Jersey area. Welcome to our friends in Ohio. Good morning, and welcome. We have our good friend over there in Ohio. It's Custom Care Dry Cleaners, located at 8876 Coleraine Avenue. If you're in the Cincinnati area, you need your clothes cleaned, make sure you stop by there. Or if you know people in the area, please recommend them. And I hope by now that you've gotten something out of this topic, but let me just give you a couple of more tips if you are really looking to discover some talent. Like, I did not know that I had a talent for training. And, again, it was hidden. Didn't know I had it. Because, trust me, had I known I had this talent 20 years ago, I would have used it. I wouldn't have waited to, like, just a couple of years back, okay? So that's what I'm saying. You want to discover them as soon as possible because let me tell you, when you're operating your talent and your gift, oh, my God, you're just happy. You don't care. You know, you can be working hard, but you know what? It's like this is fun, you know, because it's your gift. It's your talent. That's why you see people doing things and it looks so like, wow, that looks so difficult. But you see them, they're like whistling. They're having a great time. Another thing you could do is look for your strengths and talent. And, again, there are assessments. I have the new program that I rolled out called Dare to Succeed. I hope you all took a chance to look at that. You can go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com, and it's linked there. It says Dare to Succeed. That's my new coaching program that I rolled out, and it has 11 tracks to it, and there's assessments that come with it, and so for just a low one-time fee, you can take advantage of that, and you will be surprised what it will do for you. Dare to Succeed. But these talents that are hidden, but you can go online. There's assessments, there's tools, you can read books. My neighbor had a great book he let me borrow about playing to your strengths and downplaying your weaknesses, but and play up your strengths. And it's very, very, very powerful book, and you can also read that. But there's Marcy Buckingham also has a book called Now, Discover Your Strengths. So giving people the charge to go out there and to get it done. You also want to, there's a Strength Finder. You can take that test, and you can go online. It's a free assessment, and it helps you find your strengths. You answer some questions. I've taken many of those. Maybe some of you have also taken those tests. They made us take them in college. And, yes, okay, yes, I'm new to this. Wonderful, wonderful. This is where I'm in my life right now. Okay, I'm very flexible with many skills. Wonderful. I had a lady call me the other day, and she told me that she was offering her services to me as an administrative, a virtual assistant. And I said, oh, well, what do you do? And she goes, oh, I do this, I do that, I make phone calls, I do databases. And I says, oh, how did you get involved in that? Well, you know, I always liked doing it anyway, and I was doing it, you know, in various companies, and sometimes companies are so strict that, you see, there was a time where that was your only choice. If you had a gift or talent or skill, for the most part, you went and worked for someone. And in order to make an income, you still have to, you know, pay your bills. You got to, you know, you got to live. You know, the rent man doesn't want to hear that, you know, you're good. It's something and the money's coming. No, they want money at the end of the month or the beginning of the month. Car note, you can't go into a car dealership saying, well, I'm good at speaking or I'm an author or whatever. You got to go in there with cash. So people needed to work, and so they just had to take jobs. But today, more and more, people are realizing that, well, just like the business went out and got customers, I'll go out and get customers. But that happened as we became more knowledgeable about marketing. Before, the only people that knew about marketing were people basically with marketing degrees. And everybody else just didn't really know how that was happening. It was like magic to them how that was happening. So as more and more people learned how to market, okay, and Internet helps with that because you can just go online and ask any question you want. And so once you learn how to get customers, people began to say, well, you know what, I'll market my skills, okay, and for people who don't want to use a big corporation. They might want to work with somebody individual like me, and I'll get that contact. I'll set myself up a business. I'll set up an LLC, or, you know, I'll incorporate, or I'll be a sole proprietor, and I'll get my own money, and I'll be more flexible. I mean, especially if you're not trying to get rich. So if you're going to work for somebody for like $60,000 a year, if you think that's a great salary per se, and you know that you would go to work for somebody for that salary, well, I dare say that you could probably amass that amount if you're working for yourself and then having the full flexibility to pretty much take vacations when you want, you know, and kind of work your day the way you want. You may be a morning person, you may be an evening person, you may be an afternoon person. You may be a person that can hustle like crazy for, say, a whole month. But that month's work will carry you for 3 months. And 3 months you can pretty much go to meetings, go to seminars, go to workshops. And guess what you're going to do with these seminars, meetings, and workshops? You're going to learn more to come back and pump back into your business. I know here in New Jersey, we do a lot of seminars and things like that for business owners. And you know what I found? They're pretty much 90% of them are during the day. So for people to say, well, you know, you can work your full-time job and still work your own business on site, nah, it's going to be harder. You can do it. It's going to be harder because all the tools to make your small business strong that are offered by the SBA and the MBAs and all those other programs that offer all those trainings, most of them, not all of them, occasionally they'll have a program in the evening, but the majority of their programs and their expos where you can network and meet other business owners, they're during the day. They're during the day. And if you're at a job that you're not flexible to take off, you're missing out. So, you know, I just believe that, you know, it's better to plan ahead and then go out there and make it happen. Yes, also, I see that's a very great advice. D.M. Johnson says, value what God has empowered you to do. Absolutely. And then John said, that is what I'm wanting to discover. So I would definitely, for John, if you can, definitely go to my website and get my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And then there's a second book. You can get it right off my website. You can get God's Plan for My Success. That's my other book. Between the two of those books, I think you will definitely find some nuggets of wisdom, some tools, some strategies, and some tips and some insight. Because, again, it may be hidden. It's right there. You already have it. You already have it. It's already within your environment, within your realm. You got it. You know, I discovered my talents and my gifts beneath the abuse. Though I had been abused, though I had been, you know, in some very, 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 very horrible places, guess what? The gifts and the talents, and everything was still there. Everything was right where God placed it. It's just that it's hidden and it's buried under things. You know, again, it could be buried under just poor thinking. Just sometimes just changing our thinking will discover things about us. Sometimes we need to change our attitude, what we think about things. Again, as long as I thought, I don't need an education, I don't need to go to school, I don't need to be, you know, I was missing out on a lot. Soon as I went, boom, there it was. Everything just came out like a flood. And I met people. And, oh, man, it's just been an incredible life since then, I can't wait. Yes, the site is, I will actually type it into the chat room as well. It's L-I-L-I-S-A is my name, my last name. And let me just type it in. Yes, so it's LILISHAWilliams.com. And when you purchase a book, I have both of those books in stock. And so depending on where you live, they will ship in a few days. So it just takes me a couple days maybe to get to the post office and get them shipped, and you will have them. So definitely, those books were created for that purpose because that's what happened to me. Like I said, for years and years and years, didn't know what talents I had, didn't know what gifts I had, didn't know what a skill was. Now, there's so many other ways. That's why, you know, get the book. I mean, I could talk about it on and on and on because I've lived this thing for some years. But that's one of the things I love talking about, okay? Another thing that you can do, too, you have to kind of try things, though. You can't be too risk adverse, you know. You got to be willing to take those little risks. You know, you got to be willing to fall because you're going to get back up. A lot of people, I use that as my empowerment tip for yesterday, I believe, on my website, and I got to go change the tip for today. But, you know, the art of success is not staying up. It's getting back up once you've been knocked down or you've fallen down or however you got down, and if you got back up. And so the only way you're going to fall down is that you got to try things. You know, it's like, look at a child. They don't try things, they're not going to learn. So same way with us now as adults. We got to go back to that thinking, that way of thinking, and we got to try different things. But definitely, you know, go with what's in your gut. When it came to writing my book, my first book, you know, it was like, oh, I can't do it. You know, I'm not a writer. You know, I'm a high school dropout. I flunked out of school. I never liked school. I thought teachers were stupid. I thought education was for the birds. I was the laughing stock of my little, you know, set because everybody else was doing okay in school. I wasn't. I can't tell you all the wrong things I was doing during those days, but they were pretty horrible. It was back in the 70s. I should have graduated high school in 1974. But instead, I dropped out in 73 to do nothing. I wasn't like, I didn't drop out to stay home and take care of a sick parent. I didn't drop out because my parents had passed away and I was taking care of siblings. I didn't drop out because I had become pregnant and needed to be home with a child. I didn't drop out because I was ill. I dropped out to do nothing, to sit around, lay around, and watch TV and listen to music and go to parties. That's, you know, that's my story. And I thought education, I told you, I thought it was for the birds, that it was worthless, that why would anybody want to know anything is what I thought about education. I never did well in school. I almost never got good grades. I remember one time in the seventh grade, though, doing well in math. There was a teacher, Miss Lason, and I will never forget her. She was my math teacher. I was going to Samuel Ock, for those of you in the Cincinnati area. I was going to Samuel Ock. It was torn down years ago. They tore it down right after the riots with Dr. Martin Luther King. And when I went to that school, there was a woman, Miss Lason. I will never forget her. And she worked with me. She noticed that she noticed something. Obviously, she was a math teacher. She noticed something. And I remember getting like a B, and I thought I had died and went to heaven. I'll never forget it. And then also in the ninth grade, can't remember his name, but nonetheless, go with your gut, see what you have, and here's my favorite. I'm going to leave you with my absolute favorite tool, and that is do what you love. Okay, the best way to discover a talent is to think about what you love doing. What have you always wanted to do, but you didn't do it yet? What do you see others doing that you say to yourself, or that you don't want to be like them, you're not going to be them, but you're just saying, boy, if I could do that one thing, and you will be fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. That's all the time we have. And, yes, John says, I found that those are the most prosperous people. Absolutely. Yay. That is it. Got to get up, registered for that. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. Okay. Great. Thanks. I recently started listening, but just registered. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show. Please, you're welcome to call me outside of the show. I have an 800 number, 888-714-777-6818. You can call me, leave a message. I will be glad to work with you. I do private coaching sessions to help people discover their gift. Thank you to the New Jersey area. Thank you to those of you who have tuned in from California. I know she's going to call in. She's not able to get up every morning 3 hours at 4 o'clock a.m. Thank you to Mr. J all the way from Germany. Thank you for tuning in and staying with us offering those very, very, very powerful comments in the chat room. For those of you, when you can go to the chat room, go to the chat room during the show. It will make the show so much more robust for you. Don't forget, tomorrow, be here. Tell everybody you know, Mr. Versi L. Walker will be here in person. Keep it real, y'all. Listen, use those talents and gifts today. Come back tomorrow. Let us know how you did. We'll do a little bit of the show before I turn it over to Mr. Walker, and I want to hear what new talents did you discover? Which ones did you hone that you already have? Which ones are you making better, and who are you making it better for? Well, remember, as always, you are on your way not just to the top, but over the top. And guess what? I'll meet you there. Have a great day, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.